You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Before the holiday break, we told you about initial efforts to get the COVID-19 vaccine into the arms of Idahoans. But public health officials have been disappointed by the slower than expected pace of vaccinations all across the country. And here in Idaho, the state is reporting more than 19,500 doses that have been administered. Now, so far, the vaccine has gone to two priority groups, frontline healthcare workers and long-term care facility residents and staff. Senior homes are using pharmacies like Walgreens and CVS to administer those doses. But if you are not a member of one of those groups, you're probably wondering, well, when will I get the vaccine? Last week, the state shared its answer to that question. And here today to talk about it is Don Day, founder and editor of BoiseDev.com. Well, happy 2021, Don.
We made it to a new year, hopefully one of hope and good things.
Wipe the sweat from our brows. Okay, so Don, the state, as I mentioned, they released their plan for priority vaccinations after this first phase that we're currently in. So can you outline, like, who's in line next, and then when the state plans to vaccinate that group?
Yeah, so it's interesting because the state essentially broke down the population into four distinct groups. We're in the first phase now. It started, obviously, really as soon as the vaccines got to the state of Idaho in December, and will continue through this month. The state then says next month, in February, they will start with essential workers and older adults. So this breaks down into some subcategories like first responder, pre-K school staff, correctional and detention facility staff, food processing workers, convenience store and grocery workers, and some others. And then adults 75 years of age and older. That phase will take about 2 months, according to the state's plan, running through April. Then in April, the next wave will start, and this is older adults and high-risk medical conditions. So now the older folk pool will expand to 65 and older, and people age 16 to 64 who have medical conditions will be in line, as well as essential workers who aren't in that prior phase. And then in May, the state is saying...
Okay, oh, yeah, then May.
I'll just give the last year.
So May, in May?
Yeah, May is saying the general public will be able to get the vaccine.
Wow. That, you know, it's so interesting because that, it seems quick when you think of the general public, because I think a lot of us had it in our heads like, okay, summer, late summer, early fall, the general public would get it. Does that have anything, Don, to do that we have a smaller population than some states?
Yeah, and what's interesting is, so you mentioned that about 19,000 vaccine doses have been administered. I checked in with Health and Welfare this morning because one thing it doesn't say is if that number of people or that number of doses, it's 19,569, it says doses. And so we don't know if that's people or individual doses, because each of these vaccines, the ones so far approved, require a shot and then a booster shot between 14 and 20 days later. And since we're now more than 14 days after the first doses went in, we actually don't know how many people are vaccinated. And I've asked Health and Welfare for some guidance on that and don't know yet. But if you assume that the large majority of those 19,500 doses given are first doses, which is, I think, a fairly safe assumption, that means about 1% of all Idahoans have been given a vaccination. We have about 1.78 million people in the state of Idaho. So we are making some progress. And I think it's going to be interesting, though, to see if this timeline really holds. And the state it's important to note, the state didn't put this out in a news release. They put this chart up on their website, and the governor's office tweeted about it. What's interesting is I heard from somebody at one of the large medical providers here who was like, hey, we heard that we're not supposed to publicize that. You might want to check. And I was like, well, it's on the website. The governor tweeted it. So there's some interesting conflicting information about this timeline already. And one of the reasons I think that a lot of media outlets publish on this and let people know is it's going to provide us a marker. So if we aren't progressing in the way that the state said in late December, it's going to be very obvious if things have started to slip. And there's lots of factors here. There's been a lot of attention paid at the national level about delays in vaccines, both getting distributed and getting put into patients' arms. We're going to see how that rolls out in Idaho. But if this timeline plays out, it's going to be pretty interesting that the general population can start getting vaccines starting in May, which is frankly fairly soon.
It really is. So, Don, can we go back to what you mentioned about the country as a whole being behind schedule when it comes to this vaccination effort? And I believe the person who's in charge of Project Warp Speed basically said one of the reasons is that there have been two holidays, three major snowstorms, so they just haven't been able to get the vaccine delivered, you know, to people in the way that they wanted to. With that said, then, I mean, that's a domino effect, right? So really, how likely is it that Idaho will stay on the timeline that they put out?
Well, that's the interesting question. And even when you look at the guidance that the state put out, that first group, the December group, it has this like long arrow and it goes all the way across the top of the chart, which indicates that people in that group are going to be probably getting vaccinated in February and April and May through all those different milestones. So even though vaccinations will start to be available to the general population in May, it doesn't tell us how long it's going to take. The state didn't break down these cohorts in terms of number of people in each population group. My guess is that the largest group is going to be the general public group. And so just because, you know, you fall into that group, maybe you're, you know, 40 years old and healthy, you're not necessarily going to get it on May 1st because there's going to be a long demand. And how that's going to work, how it's going to interface with the healthcare systems like St. Luke's and St. Al's, with the pharmacies like Albertsons and CVS and Rite Aid, is going to be really interesting. And we don't have a lot of detail publicly released on those logistics and how that's going to work. So there's still a lot of things that are up in the air and not known. And again, this is a timeline. This is what they hope for. And I'm not going to be personally surprised if it slips.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about our state's plan for reaching herd immunity with the COVID-19 vaccine, which did become available to frontline healthcare workers and long-term care residents in December here in our state. And Don Day is chatting with us about this today. So, Don, we know that the State Department of Health and Welfare will be holding a news conference tomorrow. They're going to be talking about the vaccination effort. So we'll hopefully get more information at that point. But what are you watching as far as following this story? I mean, could there be specific bottlenecks in the distribution or the administration of the vaccine? Are you looking at, you know, as we talked about, the timeline, tracking that timeline?
Yeah, and those, I think those media briefings are key. The governor ordered the Department of Health and Welfare to hold weekly briefings, which frankly is more frequent than the briefings that we've got on the coronavirus as a whole.
Yeah.
So that's going to give members of the media a chance to ask questions each week of Department of Health and Welfare officials. And look, I try and say that I just stick to the facts and I'm not biased, with the exception of public transparency. And I'm always going to come down on the side of communication and public transparency. And so I think this is a good move. I think the state saying we're going to make ourselves available every single week for questions is really important, because as we're talking through this here on Monday, January 4th, the situation can look different on Tuesday, January 5th. And having that communication and being able to tell citizens what's going on, what the progress is, and ask those questions, I think, are key. So you ask what I'm going to be watching for. I think it's a tricky thing because we don't know how this is going to develop. I'm going to want to know how things are going in the state's nursing homes. We know that that's been a significant portion of both the number of cases and an even greater portion of the number of people who have died of COVID-19 in Idaho. The Idaho Statesman's done some really fantastic work tracking that. And so understanding how residents and workers in the state's long-term care facilities are getting vaccinated, how many of those, is going to be really important. If they're behind on that, you can start to see it push everything else back. And it's really easy, I think, in this case to sort of play pin the tail on the donkey with state officials, right? Mm-hmm. They're just part of a big matrix here that involves the vaccine manufacturers, both Moderna and Pfizer and some other vaccines that may come online here soon. It involves the federal government. And then it involves the health systems. It involves those pharmacies. And these two vaccines both have to be stored at very cold temperatures. So it's not just a simple process. And, you know, I think it's really easy to pin things on government officials and and they certainly play a role, but there's a lot of moving parts here. And so getting that clarity each week, I think, is going to be really important in helping Idahoans understand just what's going on here and when they can get that shot. And I think there's so many people who are so hopeful that this will help us return to more normal lives and be able to do some of the things. You know, I know so many people over the holidays didn't get to see their family, and it's heartbreaking. And this is a ray of hope in 2020. You asked me, Gemma, what my words were to sum up 2020 on the last edition of Idaho Matters. And I said, changing and hopeful. And I'm hopeful that in 2021, the year will get better as we go along, whereas 2020 seemed to get worse.
So we will be watching for you then, Dawn, tomorrow with the news conference with health and welfare, and as well as where we go from here with your reporting. And we will, of course, put all of that information up on our website as well. Dawn, as always, so good to talk to you. Love starting the new year with you.
Yeah, good to start the new year with you. Happy New Year, Gemma.
Happy New Year, Dawn. We'll have more Idaho Matters next.